Welcome to the Postpartum Happiness Podcast. I'm your host, Renice Yvette. Here in this podcast, we cover everything that you need to know to help support you in your first year with baby and beyond. So if you're ready to have a more empowered and joyful postpartum experience, join me in this episode. Hello, hello, beautiful mama, and welcome to the Postpartum Happiness Podcast. I am your host, fellow mama, and friend, Renice. And today's topic is something that I really, really wish I had when I was in my first few years of motherhood. It's something I remind myself of regularly to this day, and I really wanted to elaborate on this with you because I know that it's going to really help you in your journey of navigating motherhood, no matter where you are in your journey, whether you're expecting a baby, you've already had your baby, whether you have littles at home, wherever you are in your journey, you can really use this information from today's podcast episode. It is going to help you in so many different ways that I can't even tell you. So let's just dive right in. I really am excited to talk about trusting yourself. Ooh, trusting yourself. I just broke that down in slow-mo. You guys like that? Trusting yourself. This is something that I feel a lot of moms don't really do. Because again, we spend a lot of time looking around outside of ourselves. We compare, what is that mom doing? How is that mom doing that? What did my mom do? Asking for advice all over the place. We are looking on, you know, on social media, scrolling and looking at what other moms are doing and comparing and, you know, thinking that the answers are outside of us. And I'm here to remind you today that the answer is within yourself. Okay, so let's get into that a little bit so that I can explain what I mean by that. What I mean is that what you're doing as a mom, no matter what the situation is, you will figure it out because you already have the capabilities and the ability within you to figure it out, to get it done, to navigate it, to push through, to overcome. You do. I don't know why so many, and it's mostly women, I feel. We have this tendency to not trust ourselves or believe in ourselves a lot of the time. We really do. Like, we're hardest on ourselves, but then we don't trust ourselves. It's this very complicated thing. And I know for me, it took me a long time to really figure all this out. That's why I'm bringing it here to the podcast with you, sharing this with you. I'm doing this and sharing this information so that you can take it and use it and it be something that helps to support you earlier in life than it took me. It took me a long time. I don't want it to take that long for you. I want you to figure this out now so that things are so much easier for you. Again, when things become easier for you and you have that knowledge and you have those tools in your tool belt, as I like to say, you're able to walk through your life in all avenues with so much more ease, grace, joy, happiness, peace, fulfillment. Because you understand things that maybe some other people don't. I know I didn't for a long time, but it's been so much easier for me now that I know how to implement these things. Now, how is trusting yourself important? And how do you go about trusting yourself? Because that's usually the big questions. I know those were the questions that I myself had. Okay, so this is all about remembering that number one, okay, as a mom, people have been mothers for thousands of years. I know this sounds very simple. It does, but really think about this for a minute. There have been mothers for thousands of years, and none of them knew exactly what to do. They figured it out. That's what we do as moms. We navigate. We figure things out. We take it as it comes. Not every day is the same, right? You know you're going to wake up in the morning and that you're going to have a day with your baby or your child. You know that there's going to be feedings and diaper changes, that the baby's going to cry, or your toddler may have, you know, a meltdown over something. You know, there's probably going to be toy play, right? They're going to be playing with toys at some point. You know that those basic things are happening. You may know you have some errands to run that day. But sometimes we get those difficult moments that come up in the day that we cannot foresee. Right? You can't always foresee the things. There's great things too. Don't think I'm just pointing out the negative. There are some great things that can happen in your day that you had no idea. You can't foresee it. Like maybe you are at the grocery store with your children and a nice lady says, "You're doing a great job today. I just wanted to share with you." Or maybe someone complimented your shoes or your hair and it made you feel great. You can't foresee that. You don't know that's going to happen that day, but it happens and it makes you feel great. Right? We cannot plan everything out. We cannot know all the things that are going to happen. But what we can do every single day, no matter whether there's ups, downs, twists, or turns, what we can do is have the confidence and the trust within ourselves that we can conquer, that we can do it, that you are capable of all the things. Now, I love mantras. I love metaphors and mantras, you guys, the two M's, M and M. I love metaphors and I love mantras. And I'm going to do my best in as many episodes as possible to give you little mantras, little phrases that help you and support you in the day-to-day because I use them all the time. It helps me mentally, emotionally. It really helps me to get things together when they don't feel like they're together or to remind myself to just put a little pep in my step in the day. So I want to give those to you. So I have a little mantra for this trusting yourself thing. And it's, I've got this. If it helps you, flip it into the third person. You've got this. Say, you've got this. You can look at yourself in the mirror. You know what, mama? You've got this. We've got this. However it works for you, whatever feels best, right? There's no one way fits all. I've done it in all the ways. There's times I look in the mirror and I'm like, you know what? It's like talking pep talk with myself. And I'm like, you've got this thing. You got this. You're doing great. You can do this, right? That little self-talk does so much and it really does help, especially if you feel like you're going through some things or you're having a hard time. Maybe the baby's extra fussy that day. Maybe you just brought the baby home and you had that overwhelming sensation that happens to a lot of us moms where it's suddenly real and you're like, I have this baby that's no longer inside of me, right? Yeah, when the baby's inside of you when you're pregnant, you're like, it's safe. I'm taking care of you by nurturing my body. We're good. But then you have that realization of, oh, you're not in my belly anymore. Like you're outside and I have to figure this out, right? Give yourself that pep talk. I've got this. I'm going to figure this out. Because there have been mothers for thousands of years, and they all end up figuring it out in some way, shape, or form. Now, I want to premise this with, there is no right or wrong way, right? There's no like five-step system that is perfect for your baby. It's just you figuring it out. You learn your baby's cries. You figure out kind of what their schedule is. You discover their personality over time. In the last episode, I talked about how every baby's different. There's no one way fits all with any person, right? We're all different. So you have to remember that as a mom, as a person, you are your own person. You're in your own experience. And you have to trust yourself in your own situation to navigate it and to figure it out. A lot of times being a mom it can be hard where we're like, I don't know what to do. I don't think I can do this. I'm not sure. How do I figure this out? How do I, blah, 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 right? And we just go down this thing and we doubt. There's a lot of doubt that can come up and fears that come up. And I want to challenge you that if you find yourself in that space, to just take a moment, take a breath, take a step back, and remind yourself that you've got this. You've got this. You've already been doing great. If it helps you, look back at all the things that you've overcome, that you've figured out, that you have accomplished. How far you've already made it in your journey. That's huge. Sometimes we need that reminder. I want you to learn to trust yourself. Trust your instincts. Trust what you feel that you know for your child. And this is a big one. The reason I've just like, you guys can't see me, but I just like rubbed my forehead with my eyes closed because it's one of those things, you know, when you get those moments of things that you're like, that just irks me so much. The reason I really want to implement this, which is why I'm rubbing my head, is because we get so much either backlash or commentary from all these different people when we're moms. And again, a lot of this starts when you're pregnant. The minute you announce you're pregnant, suddenly everybody's like, and I said this in the last episode, people will just start like womp, 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 giving you unwanted advice. They just think that they have all the answers. They want to just spew it all over you. Hey, there's this and you should do that and you need to do this. You didn't even ask for it. You're not even ready to think about those things and they just want to just word vomit all over you, right? Just share all the things so you need to take it in and you have to do this and you better do this before that. And you know, and it's like so much. And that right there can cause for you to begin to have self-doubt. It just starts the self-doubt, like, oh my gosh, wait, there's all that? What if I don't? And how if I, let me share something with you that I loved this. It really, really, really helped me. When I was pregnant with my first child, my daughter, and I was probably about 6 months in, and I really started getting these overwhelming feelings, this doubt of what if I'm not a good mom? What if I'm not a good mom? So many of us mothers have this experience. If you've had this experience, share with me, because I'm sure most of you have. But for me, it just would not go away. What if I'm a bad mom? What if I'm not able to give her what she needs? What if I can't do this? What if I like fail as a mom? Like, I don't know. I've never done this before. I just don't know what to do. It was literally something that was, I can't even describe how it just took me over. And I know a lot of it has to do with hormones, you guys, because our hormones go crazy. There's things we can't control as moms that our bodies do that we're just like, oh, we're just figuring it out as we go. And what I remember, I went to my doctor's appointment. I think it was like the second week I was really feeling like that. And I shared it with my doctor. He was like, do you have any questions or anything? And I remember, and my husband was standing there. It was one of the appointments he was able to make. And I told the doctor, I was like, what if I'm not a good mom? What if I can't do this? I don't know what I'm doing. And I was so scared. I started crying. And he put his hand on my shoulder. Oh, I'm getting like emotional because I wish I could just extend my hand right now and put it on your shoulder if you felt this way or you're currently in this state of feeling this way. But he looked at me and he said, the fact that you have that question is evidence that you're going to be a great mom. He said, you've got this. And he patted me on the back. And I don't know what, I love that man. He's just such a kind person. But it meant the world and it helped me to take a moment and look inward and be like, yeah, you know what? I got this. I can figure this out. I can do this. I'm going to be a great mom. I'm going to be a great mom. I can do this. It changed how I felt just by hearing those words. So I want to give that to you. I want to extend my hand and put it on your shoulder. And I want to remind you and tell you, and I want you to close your eyes and really receive this. If you're in a safe place to do so, please, if you're driving or walking around, or whatever, you know, if you can't close your eyes, please don't do so. But I want you to just take a moment and listen to my voice as I extend my hand and put it on your shoulder. And I want to tell you that you can do this. You can do this. You're a great mom. Or if you haven't had your baby yet, you're going to be a great mom. Trust yourself, because you've got this. You've got this. We get so much, so much from the outside that we end up with so much self-doubt. And sometimes it doesn't even come from the outside. Like in my situation, it just came from within. I was like, where'd this come from? But I couldn't shake it. We get a lot of self-doubt as parents, because it can be overwhelming. You know, it really can be. There's so much to it. You're keeping this other life alive and fed and going. And there's a lot to it. You're navigating naps and figuring out cries, and you're figuring out what different milestones there are, and you know what they're eating and what they like and what they don't like, and you're getting time with them, and you're figuring out what hold they like. Like, how does my baby like to be held? What's the best position? When they're fussy, you're finding those ways to calm them on what works. Because again, not every baby is the same. You're doing so much. You give so much of yourself. Trust it. Trust yourself to know. Know that you are going to figure all of it out. Trust yourself to understand that you will evolve as a mom. That your baby is going to be okay. That your child is going to be okay. You have got this thing. I know it can feel lonely. I know for me, it felt very lonely when my kids were very little, especially right after they were born. I just felt alone in it. And I think, again, my husband wasn't around a lot. If you guys haven't heard my postpartum story, please feel free to go and listen to that episode. I honestly don't remember what episode number it is. I really need to get that and put it in the show notes for you. But he wasn't around a lot. It was literally me, myself, and I. And we lived in a spot, in a place where we had no friends or family. And it felt very isolating. I didn't have anyone to really talk to. At that time, it was like 10 years ago, 11 years ago almost. I mean, social media was not what it is today. I didn't have the same access. And the person I really had to talk to was my mom, and my mom couldn't be there. It felt very lonely and isolated. I don't know. I had to figure that out. And when you feel lonely, that's when you have self-doubt, that is just not a good combination for feeling excited all of a sudden, you know, to be like, oh yeah, I know this and this, and that, and suddenly I feel confident about everything. It ends up where you feel even worse sometimes. At least I know for me, I did for a while, until I began to learn to really just trust myself. Give myself a little pep talk. Get into anything that I could where I surrounded myself with people that were supportive or encouraging. And for me, that was my mom, calling her as often as I could. At the time, my best friend, she didn't have any kids at the time, but I would at least call and chat with her, because that helped me, right? I had to begin to figure things out for myself, and I had to trust myself to do so. I had to believe in myself, in my capabilities, in evolving in my becomings as a mom. And you have the capability, no matter where you are in your journey, no matter if you're feeling isolated and alone, or you are, you know, surrounded by people that are supportive for you, whatever your experience, wherever you are in your journey, you've got this. Trust yourself. You're going to figure it out. You're going to know. You're going to soothe that baby. You're going to figure out nap time. You're going to be able to, you know, learn when you're able to take a shower and be able to get a snack in. Like, it's amazing when that happens. You guys know what I'm talking about. When you get that, after that stage, it's like in the first 3 or 4 months where you're like, wait a second. I don't know whether I should eat first or take a shower. I have a second to do so. I don't know which to do first. Anybody? I mean, this was me for sure. You figure these things out. Trust yourself. Trust your instincts. Trust where they take you. I ended up learning about baby wearing, and that changed my life. We'll do an episode on it because I love it. But I had 2 little babies, and I had to figure out how to get to and from the store because, again, my husband wasn't there. I had to do the errands and get groceries and cook while I'm taking care of 2 little ones. And I think we had 2 dogs at the time as well. Figuring it out. Baby wearing changed the game for me. I learned. You know, I went down that rabbit hole of learning. What do you do? What do you have to buy? How do you figure this out? And I would wear my babies. That was something I just had to figure out and trust myself to figure it out. And it was a game changer. I was able to do so much more. We will do an episode on that, you guys, because I love it. And again, it helped me. So trust yourself. You've got this. Whenever your baby needs you, your toddler needs you, or your child needs you, trust yourself to figure it out, to know that you're going to be there for them the way that they need you. You've got this thing. You're doing great. You're a great mom. You're a great person. Keep showing up every day. Keep believing in your capabilities because you are capable of overcoming more than you think. You're doing great. So I just wanted to bring that to you today in this episode. It was just heavy on my heart. And I know I've doubted my capabilities as a mom a lot. It comes up here and there with all different things, you know? But we figure it out. Moms are, man, you're like superheroes. Really. Everything you do in a day, if you wrote that down in a journal every day and you go back after a couple years and read it, you will be like, wow, I was a superhero. Holy moly, look at all I did. Trust yourself. You've got this. You really, really do. So that is all I have for you today. I'm sorry I got a little emotional there because I didn't even know I was going to share that story. And I didn't even know that, like, how emotional I still was about that, but it really did. I mean, that made such a big difference for me. And I hope that this episode helps to support you wherever you are in your journey. I really do. If you love this episode, if it resonated with you, please share this with a fellow mom. If you don't feel comfortable sharing this podcast with anyone, I would deeply appreciate you leaving a rating or a review. Again, that means so much. It helps me get this podcast out there. It helps it, you know, in the algorithm so that more moms can find the podcast when they're searching. So thank you so much for listening. Thank you for showing up for yourself today. So I just wanted to remind you, you've got this. All right, mama. Until next time. Hey, mama, thank you so much for listening. And if you love this episode, please follow or subscribe to this podcast and feel free to share it with a fellow expecting or new mama that you feel would resonate with it too. Thank you so much again for listening, and I hope these episodes are helping to support you wherever you are in your postpartum journey.